With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the aftermath of the powerful weekend storms and tornadoes that raked Middle Tennessee, damage assessment and cleanup are underway. Six people were killed, two children among them. Nashville resident Greg Chance says it was a terrifying experience, the likes of which he never went through before and hopes to never see again.
We all hunkered down in the floor right there, and then the next time we know, it just sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Tens of thousands remain without power this morning, and utilities say it could be days before all of the lights are back on. Now to the war in the Middle East.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities, with civilians still sheltering along the front line, even after massive waves of displacement across the besieged territory. Residents say there's heavy fighting in and around the southern city of Khan Yunis, where Israeli ground forces opened a new line of attack last week, and battles are still underway in parts of Gaza City and the built-up Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza, where large areas have been reduced to rubble. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, members of a group called Israelis for Christ were holding a weekend rally on a sidewalk in Billings, Montana, when police say a 55-year-old woman drove her vehicle straight at the group. One person was hit, suffered minor injuries, a suspect under arrest, facing several charges, including DUI. A 43-year-old Iowa man is under arrest in the death of a Catholic priest attacked in the rectory of his small Nebraska church. The Reverend Stephen Gutscale was stabbed during what police describe as an invasion of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun. It's a small town about 15 miles north of Omaha. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 2 points. NASDAQ futures off 18. This is SRN News. The head of a women's group embraces transgenderism.
You might think that Fatima Graves, president of the National Women's Law Center, would be leading the fight to keep males out of female sports, but she's not. In recent testimony before a congressional committee, Graves argued that men must be allowed to compete against women, dismissing concerns about men's inherent physical advantages with the remarkable statement that, quote, body diversity is an inherent part of sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas in the Holy Land will be a somber affair this year due to the war in Gaza. Officials in Bethlehem say there will be no Christmas tree and all celebrations will be muted. One local pastor tells Reuters, "We've never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of COVID. The town is empty and sad." The lack of tourism will be a blow to the Israeli economy, which counts on a large number of Christians visiting over the holidays. This is SRN News. Google is out with its 2023 list of topics most searched for.
The ongoing Israel-Hamas war topped news trends in 2023, followed by the Titan, the submersible that imploded in June while taking tourists to the wreckage of the Titanic. The devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria also topped news trends. Damar Hamlin was Google's top trending person on search this year. The Buffalo Bills player went into cardiac arrest on the field during a January game, but has since celebrated a comeback. Hamlin was followed by actor Jeremy Renner, who survived a serious snowplow accident at the beginning of the year. I'm Donna Warder.
Federal court jury in San Francisco poised to begin its deliberations in an antitrust trial focused on whether Google's efforts to profit from its App Store for Android phones been illegally gouging consumers and stifling innovation. More details, SRNnews.com.